The Napoleonic Era. Napoleon in Exile, 1815 to 1821. Napoleon's Companions, Part 2. General, Lieutenant General, Savary. Now, again, some of these may be shorter than others, but I'd like to kind of give each individual their little piece of it. Now, another member of Napoleon's inner circle that was heading into exile was Lieutenant General Jean-Marie René Savary, Duke of Rivago, a man whose name aroused feelings of hatred in countless Bourbon and Allied supporters. Savary had been closely associated with Napoleon in two incidents that had hardened Europe against any compromise with Napoleon. The first one occurred in 1804, when as Minister of Police, he had played a prominent and decisive role in the clandestine trial and execution of the young and gallant Duke d'Enghien, who was accused of plotting Napoleon's assassination in the Christmas Eve bombing. Unfortunately, the truth later on was found out that they had the wrong person. And it is, by Napoleon's own account, one of the worst things that he regretted doing. But Savary is in charge of that. Second, in 1808, Savary persuaded the weak-witted Ferdinand of Spain to leave Madrid and hurry to Bayonne for a meeting with Napoleon. There, Napoleon told him that the Bourbon dynasty was over in Spain and that Ferdinand's life was now in Napoleon's hands. The universal condemnation that Napoleon's enemies heaped on General Savary for his participation in those two sensational affairs tended to obscure his otherwise distinguished military career. He joined the French cavalry as a volunteer in 1791 as a commissioned officer. In 1792 to 1797, he served in the French Army of the Rhine. In October of 1797, he became General Desaix's aide-de-camp. He accompanied General Desaix to Egypt on the Egyptian expedition. He also accompanied General Desaix to the Battle of Marengo in 1800, and then was made aide to the First Consul on General Desaix's death. And of course, it is Desaix's unit that arrived at Marengo at the end of the battle that turned the tide. In 1803, Savary was promoted to General of Brigade. He specialized in intelligence and undercover work. He hunted down Cajoule's accomplices, and he organized the execution of the Duke d'Enghien in 1804. He was promoted to General Division, serving on Napoleon's campaign staff. In 1805, he was sent to Tsar Alexander I before the Battle of Austerlitz to give him false information. He led the cavalry pursuit of the Prussian army after the Battle of Jena. In 1806, he helped in the besiege and capture of Hamelin. He led Marshal Lane's 5th Corps to success against General Essen. He commanded the Fusiliers of the Guard at Helzberg. He fought at the Battle of Friedland. He was made governor of Königsberg. He was involved in the Spanish takeover by Napoleon. In 1808, he was made the Duke of Rovigo. He commanded French troops in Spain, was with Napoleon at Erfurt, and campaigned with him when he was in Spain. In 1809, he fought at the Battle of Uckmal. From 1810 to 1814, he was Minister of Police after the infamous Fouché, and during the Restoration period, after Napoleon's first abdication, he lived privately. He rallied to Napoleon when he returned from Elba. He tried to accompany Napoleon to St. Helena, but was ultimately arrested on board the HMS Bellerophon and sent to Malta. There he was tried and sentenced to death, but he was able to escape and fled to Smyrna and later lived in Gronstadt and then in London before returning to France in 1819. Then General Savary was pardoned in 1823 and then moved to Rome. In 1831, King Louis-Philippe recalled him to service, sending him to command French troops in Algeria. He returned to Paris in 1832 because of his health and died in March of 1832. Needless to say, this gentleman was pretty much everywhere in the battles. These are some of Napoleon's greatest battles. As an intelligence officer, as chief of police when Fouché wasn't running it. It's too bad Napoleon just didn't leave him in charge, because, of course, Fouché was the ultimate backstabbing politician, as we have found in the events leading to the second abdication of Napoleon. But his two incidents with the wrong duke, you know, and the attempted assassination of Napoleon, he got everybody else, but he just believed that the Duke d'Aiden was the one that was in charge of the whole thing. And then, of course, the failure to, or getting Ferdinand to leave Spain. But we don't have really a set of memoirs from Lieutenant General Savary, and so he's not quite as important to us, even though he tried to go to St. Helena. He's lucky that he escaped with his life. But the French do eventually forgive you after a certain amount of time. So that's one of the companions that's with Napoleon. Next time, we'll be looking at the family of the General Count de Montholon, who is a very controversial character in the exile of Napoleon. And there's always kind of a discussion about, of all the people surrounding Napoleon, where does he come in? Where does he come in? So the sources for this is Napoleon in Exile, is the 50 Days of Napoleon in England by Duhamel, Napoleon After Waterloo by Thornton, and Napoleon's St. Helena by Gilbert Martineau. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, SummaHistorica.com or HistoryAccordingToBob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and thank you very much.